It's Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Time for you to expect something wonderful.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. It's Mark Husson. This is Mark Husson's Astrology Hour coming to you live Monday, August 12th, 8 a.m. Pacific, about 11 a.m. on the East Coast. How you doing? It's a Scorpio moon. Can you feel it? I certainly can because that's what I am. What are you? Let's find out. Let's find out what's going on today. This is so good. We are in such a pivotal time. Things are ready to shift. We're like right at the precipice. And do we jump? Do we stay? There's so many questions. I'm here to help. I got a whole team of people here to help. And so much news to share with you. Because today's the 12th, this is 1-2 day at 12listen.com. A lot of you don't even know why we call it 1-2, why we spell it out, say it out instead of just saying 12 listen. 1-2 was the original thing because it was like someone to listen to you. And we also had the 12th house store in Denver. So we sort of tied it all together, and bringing it to you in electronic form has been a delight, even though I do sometimes miss some of you that came into the store. But listen, if you're a first-time listener, let's get over to the Facebook page. If you want to just watch and see people sort of having a good time, come on in and do that. It's easy. You just sort of, you go over to 1-2 Radio. I'm going to do this actually in real time with you. You go to 12radio.com. And that banner that you see at the top there, it says 1-2 Radio in the schedule. It's going to get changed and corrected. We just moved our servers over, so I haven't had time to update everything yet, so don't panic. Kat is after me, not at the same time as me, so she'll be on at 9 a.m. Pacific. Peggy is coming tomorrow. You'll see Tuesday, Oh My Angels is lighting up the world on her debut tomorrow. So it's just exciting. And then, you know, we had Jay and Carolyn before me. Lovely show. They have a good interaction between the two of them. But when you go over to 12radio.com, on the left-hand column, click the word chat. And when you click that word, you'll come over to the Facebook page. If you haven't yet requested to be a part of it, it's private. So you just have to ask permission. We'll let you in, unless you have some weirdness about you that we don't like, but that's rare. Oh no, everybody has weirdness about them I don't like. When you get to the room, you hit the comments button, the word comments on that right hand side, and then it shows you top comments, and then I click that and I click all comments so I don't miss anybody. And look, speak of the angel, Peggy Reeser's in the house. Hi, Peggy. We're excited about your show tomorrow. So many people have asked me about where your show has been. You have a long journey to talk about. I can't wait to hear it tomorrow. So welcome. Congratulations. Thanks for being a part of the 1-2 Radio team on behalf of everyone who loves your show, Oh My Angels. Lynn Goldberg's in the house. Hi, Lynn. Good to see you. I think I would absolutely be insecure if I didn't see you, Lynn. Now, that's a lot of pressure, isn't it? Let me just put it this way. I'm always happy to see you. Welcome to the room. Thanks for being here, little Scorpio that you are. Anne's in the house. Hi, Anne. Truly welcome. Thanks for being here. Laura, Nadine, good morning. A little passion for the day. Look at that flower pic taken in my last trip to Rhode Island. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, Nadine. Serena's in the house. Hi, Serena. How you doing? Happy 1-2 day. Serena's our newest advisor. Extraordinary person. She has a show. You can hear her live today. Let's see. It goes me, then Kat, then Lori, Love, the Love Sherpa, and then Jamie Dawn, and then Serena. Okay, so you got to tune in. She's brilliant. Serena, welcome to the room. Good to have you here. Good to have you at 1-2. Laura, thanks for being here. I love the store. I miss it sometimes too. Thanks, Laura. That's so sweet. Especially the early days of the store, it was magical for me. I started really like wanting it to go away when they shut the highway off, and it was like, oh God. You know, you wonder in life, and we're going to talk about this. What are you doing? What motivates you? What are we doing here? What do you do with fear that comes up? What do you do? We're going to talk about it. I know a lot of you are struggling. I know it, which is why I want you to know that we're here for you. A 1-2 day at 1-2 Listen means that the prices are randomized. Okay, so the system is programmed to just change prices randomly. I never use the original price. So when you go, you might see a good price and go, I want to talk to that person, or I've never talked to that person, and that's a decent price. And so go try it. And we also have TBSs, and TBS is time-based, which means instead of calling and you're getting charged per minute, you actually buy a chunk of minutes and your call is just that long. There's no pressure. Listen, it's the coolest company in the sense of we never pressure you. You don't want emails from us, you don't get them. If you, of course, turn off your emails, then you can't get free minutes, but we don't bug you. It's not like we're going to nag you. The advisors are like real people, real humans, have been vetted, have all of them vetted, and they spend time with each other. We have meetings we do where we get on the phone and we all talk. Well, I talk, they tend to listen. They're kind of introverted that way. But we're fun, and it's a love fest because there is one goal in mind. It is you guys. So keep it in mind if you need support, 1-2-listen.com. I have to emphasize it today because today's 1-2 day. We only get these once a month. This is the 12th. So this is a day where you can get a good bargain. You can get some support. You can get the love and support and encouragement that you need. A lot of these advisors will join with you while you're there, the gratitude board. Please, 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 underneath the advisors, you'll see this little scrolling thing. It says, post your gratitude. No, nothing is asked of you, not your email, nothing. Just post what you're grateful for. Now, grateful is a hidden quote unquote term for just put what you hope to have happen and give thanks for it as if it did. So you're kind of like wink, wink to the universe. Thank you for giving me this wink, wink. But more than that, you're setting up on a cellular level parts of you to be hopeful, to be anti-depressed. Because a lot of you are dealing with depression. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it because this is a freaking tough time emotionally for a lot of you. And for others, it's sort of like if you're having a tough time and you have people in your life that hold a space for you, it's tough for them too. Everybody deals with it differently. Let's take a look at what's happening a little bit. Today is a Scorpio moon, like I said. So a lot of this stuff, hold on one second. Somebody is asking permission to get into the room. So I'm letting them. Today's a Scorpio moon. So a lot of this is deep and where it's going to fall for you. If you're used to looking at your life a little deeply, a little more intensely, this is great. You're flowing with you're in the flow. But if you're kind of an OCD type, if you're kind of obsessive and you kind of think of the negative and you think of the worst, this is a tough time. This can be hard. Now, I want to lay it out a little bit for you so you can get an image of it. The planets are kind of culminating. And what I mean by that is they're ready for a big event. Now, okay, so let me just explain this in as plain English as I can possibly give you. Saturn is at one point in the sky, and exactly at a 90 degree angle, like you just go out and straight up, Jupiter and Mars are together. So I just want you to think about this energy, and they're at the same point in space, same number. So Saturn is in Pisces at 17, Jupiter's at 16 Gemini, Mars is at 15 Gemini. So they're coming together. All of them are close. Don't have to understand the details of it. Just understand the energy of it. First of all, Jupiter is about faith, about what you hope for, what you believe in. Now, if my calculations are correct, and I'm looking at this chart in a good way, in a way that, you know, from just my experience, that's got to be a tough thing for you guys right now, for all of us. What are you believing in? What are you hoping for? What do you have faith in? The minute you have hope, this is the kind of transit because Jupiter and Saturn are sort of fighting each other and Mars is fighting with Saturn too. It's saying, what do you believe in? And then if I have faith in that, I'm terrified I'm not going to get it. So if you're feeling some of that, I'm afraid to have hope because I'm afraid I will be disappointed or hurt. We have a lot to talk about. I remember thinking that with the babies that I got, my little boys, my two dogs. Do I have it in me to deal with burying them again? I know it's a morbid concept, but it's a Scorpio moon. You can handle it. And you ask yourself, do you have enough? Is the love that you're going to get and the love that you're going to give and the worry that you're going to fret throughout the years of their life, can you handle that? Is that enough? Is that enough strength? The love and the joy and the fun and the companionship to deal with the day you have to let go. It's tough. And life right now feels like that to me. If I were to decide today, today it's like that thing where, yeah, I would love a loving animal in my life right now, but I don't know if I have enough strength to deal with the day that they have to leave me. Well, that's kind of like everything in life right now. I have enough faith to believe that my life works, but I'm terrified that it's not enough to keep me from being disappointed and hurt from some of the bumps. Now that is like somebody that's on a raft in a boat without an oar. And you're like, I'm a little scared. I'm a little rudderless. Okay. There's so many things that could go wrong. There's so many things I could hope for, but I'm so afraid of being hurt or disappointed. So how are you dealing with all that in your life? What is the foundation that you're laying that is the possibility of you to bring some hope in? Now, Saturn is a place to look for that. Jupiter is our faith. It's in Gemini right now. It's a belief in the connection. It's a belief that we might actually have a connection, a spiritual connection. And if you're not a very spiritual type, how about just a connection that the interlockings and the inner workings of the life around you seems to work flawlessly? But then we have Saturn in Pisces, a feeler. And Saturn in Pisces is like the oversensitivity of taking too much of this in, and the undersensitivity to as the counterweight to it. So in other words, if you feel too much, like what a Pisces will do, and you Pisces can verify this for me, because you feel so deeply and because you're such a hook for so many things, you just go right into the world of other people's lives, you've built an immaculate defense mechanism that prevents that from happening too quickly. So if you ever meet a Pisces who's a little sharp, who's a little like, ow, geez, all right, because you're like, I thought Pisces were the nice ones. If you ever meet a Pisces like that, let me tell you, they built that defense for a reason. So they are tired of being beat up. They are tired of being worked. They're tired of being used, and they have to have this sort of defense mechanism up. And if you've ever met somebody with Saturn in Pisces, which is a lot of you right now, because a lot of you are having your second Saturn return, and some of you may even have your first Saturn return, which is 28 years old. You're almost 28, maybe 29, depending on, you know, there's so many factors, but it's around 28, 29. And then 57, 58 for the second Saturn return people. So you guys might be experiencing this a little stronger because you're like, I am so tired of like having to defend against taking people in so deeply and being so hurt and being so disappointed, because it is about disappointment. Saturn in Pisces, let's face it, disappointment. It's disappointment because we love deeply in that placement, but we get disappointed. It's like I brought, you know, it's like the dog analogy or the cat analogy that I gave you earlier, pet analogy, just whatever you love. So what do you do? We're here in this time where Jupiter's saying you can have faith and Saturn's saying, but you might get hurt. And they're doing it loud and they're doing it at the same time. And then Mars comes along and says, well, don't let anybody mess with you. And then it sort of gives you this advice of being really tough and being really a fighter and being, you know, you can just fight your way above it. Don't sink to the Saturn level. Well, guess what? Saturn's not going to put up with that either. So you have this balance that you have to make. And some of it is like, take a minute and feel something, you guys. Take a minute and like identify what it is without being afraid of it. I've told you about, like, I recently have noticed I'm not allowed to ask questions to people who have strong beliefs. I just saw a quote that was interesting. Intelligent people, not that I'm one of those, but it says, we live in a time where intelligent people are being silent so that stupid people won't be offended. It's like, don't be that to yourself. Like, be allowed to say, this makes me sad. This makes me scared. This makes me nervous, right? To yourself, whatever it is. Like, I don't have faith. You can say that. It's okay to say that. I don't have faith. I don't feel it. And then you have this thing where you can look to, once you can acknowledge it, then it's not yours anymore. Once you can say to yourself, I don't have any faith. I'm scared. This is not working for me. I'm scared. I can put it out there. Well, guess what? All right, I get it. You now have this part of you that you identified as scared, and it's really scared. Now, how you respond to that part and what you do to make sure that you aren't up a creek without a paddle is you make sure that you have the tools necessary to be kind when you're in a situation like that, people. So do you go, oh, I'm scared, so I'm going to push through this, and I'm going to say great affirmations. I don't know. That doesn't work for me. What works for me is to take a minute. How deep is my fear? How scared am I? How serious is it? Do I have reason to be here? I mean, is it logical to be this afraid? Is there something under this that I'm afraid of that I'm not really seeing? But take a minute. Because the part of you that's taking a minute with your fear and with your nervousness and with your sense of unsafety, that part of you is no longer in the fear. So you've automatically separated by simply being willing to put a name on it, to take a look at it, to identify it. What is this thing I'm sitting on? I can't always find it in me when I wake up and I feel, oh God. Let's take a walk and shake it off and see, you know, I take the dogs and I go for a walk. And sometimes on the days where it's like, I won't stop walking until that So we all deal with it. There's disappointment everywhere. There's fear everywhere. We all deal with it. All I'm asking us to do as a group is recognize this is a particular time when the recipe is right for us to be dealing with it. There is so much that is laying out a foundation, Saturn in Pisces, depression, fear, anxiety, and then hope, Jupiter, Mars, connecting, having us remember that there is wisdom out here. There is some other truth that I can find, that I can move that place. Mercury's retrograde in Virgo, I might add. Meaning that it's a lot more critical and a lot more finite, a lot more looking at that. Do you watch your mind do that? I mean, right now, people who are doing that around me are annoying me because I'm doing it. I'm watching this sort of like nitpicking, sort of like where people's wounds are, like so real and so, and they're so aware, they're so unaware of them sometimes. And yet it's like, I see that in myself, like, oh my God, it's that feeling of waking up. So for me, it'd be like waking up in the morning, having that heaviness and then having to deal with it and somebody else being with me going, I'm heavy. It doesn't feel good. Actually, that is actually nice when that happens sometimes because I can forget it, but I can't always get to the source of mine. I'll go like, what is your fear? Like what's scaring you? What thought came to freak you out? What is the thing? What's the insecurity? And you sort of like walk through it, and sometimes you find it, sometimes you don't. It doesn't matter, but you're now in that process of like, you're not it anymore because you're looking at it with yourself and you're not just reacting. You're not just like, I need to do this differently, right? And I'm telling you, in times like this, this isn't the time to take action. If you're looking for a job, take action. I mean, put in your resumes. Have a link to a part of you that knows it's going to be okay. Have a link there. Just have a little cord there. You don't have to, you know, take a bath in it. It's too hard sometimes. Like, I don't want to believe that this is all going to work out. It doesn't feel like it is. I don't know how. I get all that. But you can't have a belief that maybe this is all part of it. Like, this is the part of me that is perfect and perfectly connected with the order of things is probably going to be okay. I may not feel it right now. I may not know what to do, but it's probably going to be okay. Try to find that little piece, because that's Jupiter and Mars right now in Gemini saying the connections are real. Okay. These connections to something bigger are real. They really work. You may not be feeling it right now. You may be a little burdened by the emotional part of it. You may not know how to swim out of some of this emotional part. And that's Saturn in Pisces, and it's okay. So you're in your raft. You're not sure if you're in a shark-infested lake. You're not sure if there's an octopus in there with giant tentacles coming out. You don't know, but you do have one thing. You're probably going to be okay. You have a history of probably being okay. And then even deeper than that, that there is a part that is making it okay. And that making it okay part is the other voice that can come out that can amplify a little bit. Because you're directing your attention to your scared part. How about if we direct a little bit of attention to the part that's more logical, sees a little more connecting the dots here. As Mercury is allowing us, like, right, it's in Virgo, to see where we're sort of like doing a little overanalysis. Now it leaves Virgo tomorrow. Actually, Wednesday. Let's say Wednesday. Tomorrow, it's sort of at the very last minutes of Virgo. And then it enters into Leo on Wednesday, going backwards now, because Leo is behind Virgo, right? And Mercury is retrograde. When it gets into Leo, we have, I think, an easier time because we have less choice. We have less things to pick apart. We have less things to analyze. We have less things. It's Leo. We sort of like aren't given a choice. It's sort of like, oh, okay. I feel a little better here because I'm, how would it be? It's like, okay, I get it. I hate my hair, or I get it. I hate my weight, or it's not this when a Virgo goes crazy energy. And you all know, we all have our versions of going crazy. When a Cancer goes crazy, it's ridiculously awful. When a Virgo goes crazy, it can look like, is there any stopping point here to the infinite things you are looking at? And Mercury leaving Virgo is going to help us with that. Get us out of sort of this infinity of possibilities. It's like when somebody looks at worst case scenario, and then they are always finding one that's even worse. And those people are the ones that are afraid to say, this can't get any worse. And then because they're terrified that they know it can. And that's, you can put your attention on that if you want, but you can also see the damage of putting your attention there. You can watch how bad can it be. You can also sort of see yourself doing that and sort of come back to the sense of safety and connection that Jupiter's offering, but you can't do them at the same time. You see, that's what this aspect is telling us. You can't live in, I'm hopeful, but I'm scared. It's like, okay, let me give some attention to being scared. Let's look at it. Is there anything here for me that I need to unravel? Yes, I get it. I'm depressed. You ever just talk to somebody, you're like, God, I'm just depressed. I don't know what it is. And you're just putting it out there, but you're not overanalyzing it. And then all of a sudden the conversation just changed. And then you can hear the change in your voice. They can hear it. You just feel better. Yeah. It's like, okay, you know, it's going to pass. Well, that's what's happening here. It is going to pass. There's no question. And whatever you've identified as your problem, whether it's way out here in the geopolitical world, or if it's internal in the sort of I am so messed up world, no difference. It's still a battle and you're still paying attention to it and you've labeled it as bad. And that therein lies the issue, okay? The label that you just placed on whatever condition you think is bad. The political condition, if you're going, this is bad, okay, then that's something you're doing to yourself. If you do it on the internal, like this part of me, this is bad. Okay. Now, if you can put that, recognize that you have that, put it on the shelf and start doing this thing where you look at, okay, I get it. I think things suck right now. But now all of a sudden I'm sort of like lightening up. Like how much do I want to beat that horse? Right. How much am I just going to look at that and say, this is bad. This is bad. This is bad. This is bad. And then it's like, okay, so we accept that there's a part of me that's getting a little critical and negative right now. Now I need to move it. Now, like, I'm just putting that on the shelf. I'm walking away. I'm not denying it. I think things are bad, blah, blah, blah. but now I've got this to work on. I've got to do this. I've got to do this. I've got to do this. So we've acknowledged that there's a feeling there that's kind of like crap. But you also then start doing the connection thing. You start doing this thing that there is a bigger life. You are part of something that works perfectly and flawlessly. You have faith that things really do often work out in your life. You also, of course, you're scared. We're all scared of the darkest, heaviest things. But we also see that often they don't happen and never in the way we think they do. So chill a little bit. Now let's talk a little bit about some of the hope that's coming because it's big. Mars is going to be next to Jupiter, even though Saturn's going to squelch some of that, and we're going to be fighting some good feelings and bad feelings. With Mars next to Jupiter, we have access to wisdom. We have access to real connection. So if you are looking for a job right now, it might be about the connection. Make sure you have a connection with the person when you're writing your resume or when you're reaching out to get some change happen or to make it, just be connected, connectable. You having the awareness that people are dealing with a little bit of hidden fear is your edge to get in and make a difference, like put a smile on your face for them. Give them a smile on theirs. It is the concept of, if I can sort of move you to a place of being happier, I'll be happier because I see it in you. I can see the reflection in you. And that's kind of what we can do in these time periods. We can sort of like acknowledge, okay, this, like I have friends that, you know, I wanted to ask a couple of political questions and it just terrifies them. I'll just put it like that. It terrifies them. I think it's like people don't want to know that you're questioning anything because the system is so fragile, but B, it's such a symbol of the kind of fragile world we're living in, the kind of like, I have to shut down because I can't let that in. And it's okay. I get all that. But I'm just saying, if you can be aware, and what's it come down to? The observer during this cycle? Oh my God. Now, everything's in a mutable sign right now. Everything is in this sort of duality. So some days are going to feel good, some days aren't. Now, Jupiter's going to go into Sag tomorrow, meeting. It's going to complete the leg of every single planet in the sky tomorrow will be an immutable sign. That's going to be fascinating because you are going to have the gamut of energy from Virgo to Pisces, that axis there, which is the forest and the trees, the hope and the obsession versus the connection of, you know, person, place, and thing and your spirituality, like bringing that all together and seeing how they all work as one. Now, I've been rambling for a while, so I want to check on you guys. You know, I have to see. You all probably have like, oh, turn this guy off. I got to leave. We got to go get something else happening here. No, I'm teasing. I'm just playing with self-degradation here. Let me just see how you are, though. I am looking. Hey, Tara, welcome. I love that 1-2 GIF. How cute is that? Hi, Maya. Welcome. Lioness, thank you. Happy Scorpio moon. Yeah, I am feeling intense, girl. Thank you. And I love my Scorpio moon. I love when the moon's in Scorpio because it gets out of my 12th house. I have a Scorpio rising wherever your rising is. So if you're a Taurus rising, the Aries moons might make you a little funny. You know, the sign behind you is the one that might make you feel a little funny. Hi, Kat. Welcome. Jackie Walsh. Holy moly, Macaroni Monday. So excited to be here in my safe place with all of you. Thanks, Jackie. I love that this is safe for you. Hi, Jay. Thanks again for putting up the banner and great show today with Carolyn. Ali Shea, definitely have walls built up. There's just so much heartache one can handle. I know, honey. I do. I get it. We're gonna keep digging at this a little bit. Hi, Christina. Best way to have coffee. Thank you. I'm got my coffee with you, girl. Pam, you always nail it. Thank you, said the Scorpio moon girl. Thanks, Pam. That's such a sweet thing to say, I think. I mean, you know, I don't mean to be arrogant about it, but that's very kind that you let me know that we're hitting the nail. Audra, Pisces, Saturn here in the 12th. Not only is my moat filled with hungry crocodiles, but my drawbridge is up, and it's staying up for the next year and a half. Audra, I hear you, girl. Hi, Patricia. Welcome. Terry, good morning, Mark and friends. My birthday was 8-4-62, so happy belated during that new moon in Leo. I also have a Libra moon and Aquarius rising. Air signs, man, that's great because you have a Libra moon, right? And you have Aquarius rising. So the only missing air sign is Gemini and Jupiter's there, making it a grand triumph for you. And welcome. I can join you at halftime. That's great. Better late than never, but not at all. Yeah, better late than not at all. Always so enlightening to listen to. Oh, thanks, Anne. That's so kind. That really is. This Pisces Virgo says truly, this Pisces Virgo rising could go on ad infinitum about what needs to change at the moment. There's no stopping it. There's no end in sight, and it just gets overwhelming. I throw my hands up. Yeah. Hi, Mary Jean, Pisces girl. I think of you when I talk about Pisces. Truly, I hear you. We can do that with everything that's wrong. And that's the fun part. We take this sort of brain part, the function of our brain that is sort of looking at all the problems and all that's wrong and all the worries. I mean, I listen to people and they can find it. It's like, it doesn't stop here. It could be this and it could be this and it could be this and it could be this. And I get it. We're in a cycle where that's sort of getting fueled. So if you guys are doing that, all I'm saying to you and to myself as I talk, there's a way around this, and that is to sort of have your backup mind. So A, the observer mind. Notice that you're doing it. Know that that little chattering part is going to, I mean, I have a flaw. I have Jupiter in Virgo. It's a flaw detector, and it's nonstop. I mean, I have to turn away from looking at certain things so I don't get turned off by them. Like if I'm shopping, you know, you all remember my old stories of going to Whole Foods at the open bins and watching people put their fingers in and tasting food. And it's like, okay, I can never eat that again because I saw it and my mind then just takes it. So I don't, you know, if I'm seeing something egregious, I don't want my mind to just get a hold of it all the time. I look away. And sometimes it's helpful to do this. There's your mind is going to go. It's going to go crazy. So if you're going to obsess about the bends, don't buy the open food. Just move on. Quit nagging yourself about it. That's the thing is, like, I remember my mom, the Virgo mom, ranting. And it just didn't stop. And well, who do you think I learned it from? So I see that mind ranting. So if you're seeing it, okay, here, come here. You rant over here. Because I have an image of a grandmother who loved me dearly. Thank goodness. And I can bring that love and that feeling forward while the ranter is over here ranting without putting anything about it. Like, okay, I got that ranting from my mom, but I don't need all that. Who cares? This is a rant. I got it. I trained. But the love energy is here too. And that's why I encourage you guys to write on the gratitude board. Because when you're doing gratitude, you have to take a minute and collect this energy to put your gratitude up. You have to, this energy. So it's not the specific thing you're being grateful for. It's the act of collecting the mindset that says, let me look for something to be grateful for. And that energy, that act changes it. That's why it sometimes feels like we're swimming upstream. Now, we are in a Mercury retrograde, which I love because I've already uncovered so many important things during this retrograde. I told you all we were going to do it like, let's look for gifts through the retrograde. Well, let me tell you something. They're pouring in. And some of you are just ignoring them because you can't get past the fact that it's a Mercury retrograde. So let me just say one thing about this too. I'm looking away because I'm looking at my book, but there is a moment where Mercury and the Sun will be together in the sky. And I'm looking at that in my ephemera, so it could be one day or so off. But that happens on... okay, the 20... that happens on the 19th. 19th is a big day. That number has been floated around a lot. So on the 19th of August, we're probably going to have what's called the Epipromethean cycle. It's the Promethean cycle, which means we leave this sort of retrograde, like cleanup phase, and we go into the hopeful phase of the future. And that's on the 19th, you know, and today is the 12th. That's a week. Next week, this time, we will be in the next to the last phases. Let me make sure, because I don't want to. Yeah, that's right. It's going into Leo now. Okay, and then the sun is at 27. It actually could be the 17th. I definitely will send that in an email to you guys. It's in the next. Okay, so this is the 12th. So it is going into Leo now, and the sun is at 24. Okay, hold on. The sun's at 22. So about 5 days. We have about 5 days. Well, it's no big deal. But the point is, when the sun and Mercury, they will hit again at the same point in space, that changes everything. And we'll talk about that. It's the sun-Mercury conjunction. It always happens during a Mercury retrograde that Mercury will come back to a point where the sun is. And that changes the energy of the retrograde. And you'll feel it. It's very palpable. To me, it is, because I look for it. I know it will be to you, because you are going to look for it, right? We're going to find it. Okay, so during the cycle, and I wanted to focus this show a little bit about the process of this Jupiter faith thing. I want you to have something to believe in. And it's not just making it up, but it's finding it, so that you have it as a backup plan for some of these intense transits that are going on. And they're intense because they're kind of fighting each other. Okay. Thanks, Julie. Thanks for being here. You're welcome, Terry. And yay, hopeful sounds good. I'll take it, Pamela says. Here's the thing. Thanks, Quelly. Back at you, girl. Okay. This is stressful. Right? Saturn squaring Jupiter and Mars, it's stress. And so because it's mutable, the options are twice as big. Mutable meaning it's the signs. It's just the names of the signs. Gemini is a dual sign. Pisces is a dual, like notice two fish, Gemini to the twins. So there's a lot of options, and that can drive us crazy. And in that sort of like driving force back and forth, that's all I'm saying, during this cycle, you can feel a little nuts. And worst of all, when we tend to feel, if we're feeling a little overwhelmed, some of our response is depression, because that Saturn opens the gateway to that. And all depression is where you're feeling like, I don't have the motivation. Hope doesn't even mean anything. There's hope, but it doesn't mean anything to me. I'm dead inside. Like that kind of feeling. All I'm saying is, okay, if you can observe that feeling and actually say, that's what I'm feeling, you're kind of out of that feeling then. And in that moment, you've made a big difference for your life. You're kind of like, okay, I can observe there's a part of me not really happy right now. So if you're experiencing that, and if you're experiencing anxiety, which is another part of being mutables fighting each other, you can recognize the anxiety. And you can put that like, okay, I'm going to be anxious. I see it. I'm anxious. So what? I get it. I get it. And it's not just like, okay, get out of here. You're anxious. I see you. It's more like I hear that part of my mind, and we don't need to do anything to fix it. The mind wants to fix all this stuff. Okay, now what do I do? Oh my God, I can't have that feeling. This is depression. What if I sink? What if I never come back? Okay, all those things, that's fine. You have them. We move them to the side. I see it. I see you. I see the anxiety. I see the stress. I see the worry. I see the concern. I love you. No need to prove that you're having those feelings, because I see them in you. I feel them in you, right? That feeling, you know, like our mind escalates it, like do something. No, I see it. That's all we need. I acknowledge it. And then we have our, okay, I see you. I got it. And then we have that ability to bring in a certain, this is going to Jupiter, because that was Saturn. Now we go into our little Jupiter window and we pull in some wisdom, some love, some support. Like, what's really going on here? Well, I'm just sort of scaring myself. I feel like I need to do this sooner than later because time is tripping me up and it's moving so fast and I'm going to be old before it's over. Whatever your thoughts are, all that's bullshit. Stop it. Wink at yourself. Don't throw in a bunch of affirmations now to make it like you're covering that thought up, even though that might work for some of you. That's not the point. It's the point is like, let's acknowledge and see what the fear is. Just see it. It's okay. It doesn't mean anything. You don't have to act on it. And now we fill up with some gratitude. Now we fill up with a moment of like remembering what mattered in life. What matters? And it could be the smallest thing. And this is where those little Zen koans matter. Like, take a minute and smell the rose. Take a minute. Enjoy. Imagine that you lost your sense of taste or smell, because that happened to a lot of people, and it's back and you actually smelt the coffee or the tea or the flower. That matters, people. It matters, because this mind and the crazy mind that gets activated by having some planets that sort of shake it up thinks it can solve everything and that it needs to. It doesn't. Wisdom, and some of the smartest wisdom in the world, is in that belly, right at the belly button. It's just quiet. It's silent. It's strong. It's like a rock. Never quits trying to give you a little image. Never quits trying to send you an omen. Never quits working at your dreams. Knocking at your door. Giving you a little hope. It's in there. I promise you. It's in there. And sometimes you can only find it when you can push just a little of that crazy thinking to the side. It's not insane. I mean, God bless the mind. It wants to keep you alive. It just is. If you've got a good mind, it's going to think of every crevice that could possibly hurt you. And you got to say, okay, I see you're good at that. You're really good at that. You do that over here. Let me have a minute here. Let me have a minute here with your silent partner. And that's your belly. Now, in energetics, the visual is your mind and your belly. They meet at the heart. In order for them to meet and sort of cooperate, you got to have a sort of open heart. Just a metaphor. There's no right or wrong to this, and there's no philosophy I'm trying to promote. It's just you sort of see a bridge, and the bridge is, I have a very good mind, I have very good feelings, and they kind of need to not hate each other right now. So what we're going to do, and that's the trick of gratitude. Gratitude sort of forces the heart chakra open. It's not just a word, guys, right? It's an actual thing. It's a feeling. It's a sense. I have to think, what am I grateful for? In the middle of all the chaos and all the problems, what am I grateful for? What is it? What is it? I'm breathing. Everyone I love right now is still alive. We'll start there with the basics, right? I can taste. That's good. It's not great for my waist, but I can taste. I can smell. I still have a sense of humor. I would put those on the gratitude board. Thank you for still giving me my humor. That's what I mean. Those are the kind of things. And in that moment, you can kind of feel the crazy stopping a little bit, right? And that's the challenge of having Saturn in Pisces in the world right now. Because Saturn in Pisces is kind of saying, I'm scared. I'm scared to feel this too deeply. It's not safe out here. And Mars comes along and sort of like represents other people saying, get over it. Which is a terrible thing to say, right? Someone who's not feeling very well, get over it. Just get your stuff out there and say nice things. Compassion matters, and it doesn't have to bite you. Okay? And here's another thing I'm hearing a lot this week. The judgments on how we love. I'm incapable of being intimate. I'm not good. I have intimacy issues. Nonsense. Stop. Stop. We love what we love. We love how we love. We love who we love. We love in the way we love. If someone accuses you of having intimacy issues and you've picked that up and agreed with them, that's simply because they don't like the way you love. It doesn't jibe with them. Or maybe your image of how you should be loving isn't jiving with how you're feeling this love. But there's no need to label it and sort of toss it aside. It's just like, this is me. Where do we just stop? And that's the Saturn and Pisces thing. How do I not label this? How do I accept what I am and who I am and this other person and blah, blah, blah? And you don't have to accept other people. The only thing that we really have to do, in my opinion, is kind of deal with getting to some barometer of happiness inside. some recognition of safety. And you don't do that by terrorizing yourself every single day. And we do terrorize ourselves in a myriad of ways. I'll do it with diet or exercise. You have to exercise. It's like all this stuff. And everybody has an answer for it, right? Everybody's like, if you got sick, like, well, who are you with? Or if you know you're coughing, did you ever smoke? Or people with lung cancer, did you ever smoke? Or people with cancer, people, you know, or you're angry, you've been angry your whole life. It's like, God, help me, please just shut up. Please. that's looking for the cause so we don't have to feel it. So we don't have to be so afraid of the abuse. We're all getting out of here, people. We all will get sick or something, but we'll all get out. Don't have to talk about it and live it. And this Scorpio moon, you can handle it, right? You can handle it today just listening to this about it. But quit, like, okay, it's going to happen. It doesn't make you weak. I remember the time when healers weren't allowed to say they caught a cold, right? It's a healing crisis. Not a cold. No virus can get in me because I'm a healer, because I can't. Like, I'm not allowed. Okay, it's all so silly, the conditions we set up. And then we have to lie and we have to cheat and we have to hurt and we have to make it make sense to our other part that's been lying to us that you can't get sick. Love looks pretty simple when you throw away all the other crap and conditions. It's pretty simple. And if you're not feeling well, if you're not feeling very good, the most loving thing you can do is just say it to yourself. Nobody else has to know. Who cares? I don't care. I'm not here to confess my stuff, like, to get your absolution unless I needed it or thought I did. So it's about coming in and making sure that you're not looking at the world as your barometer for how safe you are. You're looking here. You're looking at your belly, looking at the sort of listening to broadcasts maybe that sort of encourage you to know this is just a transit time. This is a transient time. It'll be over soon. It will. But I don't want it to be over. I want it to be powerful. I want to take the wisdom of Jupiter and Mars together and know that that's hitting the world. And I want to use the gifts that it has. And the gifts that it has is the gifts of information, the gift of understanding, the gift of bridging the two twins, my depressed twin, my happy twin, my mental twin, my emotional twin. Bridging those is up in the air tomorrow, all day. It's up right now, actually. And not being afraid to tell the truth of what's going on, Saturn in Pisces, for example, is in that mix as well. So it's kind of like, don't draw any conclusions if you can. Be in the moment if you can. Find the gratitude spot and, like, let's ride and see what the gifts are that the planets are doing. Remember, the planets aren't doing this. They're reflecting where we already are. So it's such a gift to see where you already are. I'm going to check on you real quick, see if everybody's here and anybody has questions or comments, because we're coming to the Psychic Cat Show in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 10 minutes. Okay, let me see how you all are. Now take a now another brilliant observation. Mercury retrogrades back to the sun. Thank you for making it real. Thanks, Pam. That's so sweet. Barbara, and wonderful 1-2 friends, I so appreciate you all. Oh, you guys, that's so, see, this is you guys being loving. It's very sweet. Hi, Lori Love. She's rolling right after Kat today. Yes, reporting back from last week, computer glitches galore, blamed Mercury and felt great. Right on. That's what we do. Oh, I had some stuff too, Pam. It's so hilarious. And it was so fun to blame Mercury, but it was also fun to wink and go, I know, whatever. I should have done this on my own. Also received a bank notice that I was in arrears on a payment. I called and was reassured. They sent it out. A lot of notifications and errors, and everything was fine. I'm surviving well anyway. I love that. Yes. And you know what? Situation averted, and it's averted for the past and in the present. Pam said, love, love, love you, Mark. You're an inspiration. You are making, Pam, thank you. I'm grateful to be out here today. So good to have you. Thank you, Pam. So good, all of you. Listen, you guys, we're in the boat together. Right. And I think sometimes when I hear callers or when I know the people who call the site at 1-2-Listen, today's 1-2 day, I have to plug that because that's our bread and butter. The people who call, honestly, we want to just share an experience. We want to be heard. When I'm, one of the things I love about my friends is they do listen and they get right in there with you. Okay. They hear it. One thing I love about you guys, same thing. We talk, we share, you guys give feedback, whatever, but we feel seen in these moments. So in times like this, where things feel a little shaky, where they feel like, oh God, I mean, I don't, like some of you are dealing with real things. Like, what about my rent? Or what about my bill? Or what about this bill coming up? Or what about this job I need to get? Or my car just broke down. What am I, all those things, I get it. But it's like, imagine that we were there with you and it was a TV show and you're like, this is my thing because I was raised on TV, right? And I watch sitcoms so I can understand how people deal and come out of them. It really helps. It makes John sick, which I love because they work for me. Like, he's like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I go, I know, but it's like now it's in my head as a way out of some situation. Should that ever occur? How neurotic really am I sometimes? But picture that the world... we're like, you're on the show and we're live and we're watching you deal with this problem. Like, your car broke down, and my car did break down, by the way, under the retrograde, because you're going to hate this. Maybe you won't. I did, for lack of use. I'm not a Cancer, honest. And so I had to call somebody. They had to come jump it. And it was like in the garage, and it's like, okay. But you know, like if you do it like a sitcom, it's sort of like, okay, that happened, and it's a Mercury retrograde. Got my car. Like, you got to charge your car, dude. Every once in a while, get it out there. Have some fun. And so that was like one of the fun things, but it does happen. So we're not alone. And I think one thing that shows like this do, A, they help me realize I'm not alone. And hopefully they help you realize you're not alone. And not only not alone, that there is someone looking and seeing, you know what, it's going to be okay. And not that I know anything more than you, but I can say, my over the years interpretation of the planets have really worked for me. I know this is going to be one of those discovery times. We're going to discover a lot. We're going to hear a lot in the world. And you're going to see how people handle this because you guys are doing great. Just to be able to come together and listen. I already feel better. So I know you do, because when I'm bored with what I'm saying, I know y'all are bored. Now, it's not, it's more how you have to do it on radio. You have to sort of feel it. If you're bored with what you're saying, you know, you just lost a few people. But if you get into it, you know that you're kind of probably in sync, and you guys always give me great feedback like that. But this sort of like, we look at the planets and like, how, what is the gift here? What's going to happen? And you're going to see how the world deals this week. You're going to see some chaos a little bit, I think. I think you're also going to see some answers coming through. Like, the real answers coming through. And I think it's going to be fantastic. Now, guess what? Next week, we get to be together on a full moon. I can't get over that. That my show takes place on a full moon with you. That's exciting. And also, the fact that it's going to be full means this whole week, the moon's getting brighter. And I don't have to tell you again, but I will, that as the moon gets brighter, that means our spirits lift. Because it's a reflection of what we're already doing. Okay, one last checkup on you guys. This week, again, Sag Moon. Wednesday's an important day. Remember that, because Mercury's going to go into Leo. That day can be go one or two ways. You could feel a little wonky because the Mercury did change signs, even though it's backwards. Or you could feel really comfortable because it's going into a fire sign, and the moon will be in a fire sign, and they will be trying. Okay, the weekend kind of, we have the Capricorn energy coming. Didn't we just have damn Capricorn energy? Y'all know how I feel about Capricorn. It's a little stoic, but this last Capricorn was fabulous because I loved the stoic, kept me out of the emotional muck. And then we have a Aquarius weekend, but then we have a full moon, Monday together, you and me. Okay. I'm going to do last bit of questions. Let me do a rundown real quick. Gratitudeboard12listen.com at the bottom. Today's 1-2 day, random pricing all day. Kathleen Nicholson is the show after mine. This is her second debut. She has moved her show to Mondays, live readings, wisdom. She's going to be talking a lot about her classes in the tarot. Like, she's going to show, demonstrate a lot for that. Lori Love after her, the Love Sherpa, Jamie Dawn. Then we have the amazing Serena. Then tomorrow, Peggy, Oh My Angels, opens up 1-2 Radio, her debut show. Please get there and support that woman. She's got magic to talk about. I'm proud of her. Okay, I'm going to hit refresh real quick, you guys. See how you're doing. Say goodbye for the week, but I'm going to be here. You know I'm going to be here. Okay. Hang on. All comments. Kat's banner's up. She's ready to go. So let me check and see how you all are doing. Christina said her brain is full, needs to look up her chart. I hope it wasn't because of me, but I hope you enjoy having a full head. I love that. Jennifer Luxmey's in the house. Hi, Jennifer. Thanks for being here. Advisor at 1-2. Pamela, God bless you. Thank you. She said it was a lovely verbal hug. Christina Byers, yay for the full moon next week. You guys, listen, love you. Thank you. Let's do this together. Enjoy, perk up, and spread your love because you're great at it. Thank you. Mark Husson, signing out.